Hey, this is Wayne Baker Brooks. You're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, and Kansas City Online Radio.
Saying all the right words, jump for joy, good times.
And opening up The Raven and the Blues. I don't play an instrument. I wish I could. Even a harmonica would be just great. But listening to that makes me want to play a piano. It is The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Kansas City Online Radio and Radio Napa in Cyprus. That's opening up the show, Tail Dragger and Bob Corritore from the album from earlier on this year, Longtime Friends in the Blues, and the Boogie Woogie Ball. You know, it's funny, I hear that and it sounds authentic and genuine to me. And yet, much as though I love the guy and I've seen him working so often, Jules Holland, when I see Jules doing Boogie Woogie, it's just somehow not quite the same. Welcome to the show anyway. Live guests this week are Something Blue. We've got them coming up in about 20 minutes' time, and also quite a few new tracks too. Here's an album which came on earlier this year. I played his brother last week, who picked up the Blues Blast Awards for the Album of the Year and Male Singer of the Year. That's Mud Morganfield. Here's Mud's younger brother, Big Bill Morganfield, from his album from 3 years ago now, Born Lover and One Kiss. He's been making albums for a lot longer than his big brother. Big Bill Morganfield has been making albums for at least 10 years now. I've been featuring him on the show from the very beginning, I guess, from 1997 and 8. And when I spoke to Mud Morganfield in the Isle of Man, not the Isle of Man, yes, it was the Isle of Man, Isle of Man in May of this year, I sort of said, you know, what's the relationship between you and Big Bill? And, same, you know, have you got the same fathers and things? And he kind of looked at me as if to say, that's a stage too far, Raven. So I couldn't go into it too much. But anyway, Big Bill's brother, Mud Morganfield, picked up the awards. And that's Big Bill from the album from 3 years ago, Born Lover and One Kiss. Okay, from this year, Lockdown is the album. Dr. John going back to me, his best of his roots. And here he is with Revolution. Sanity.
let's all just pray on it right now.
Revolution, it's called. The album Locked Down, and that's Dr. John McRebenach. I read an article this week, actually, about how Dr. John had come about, and basically it was McRebenach had to do or wanted to do some different kind of music to what he was normally doing, and therefore didn't want to do it under his own name, and so chose the Voodoo Grease Dr. John, which of course has become the dominant alter ego in a sense over the years, but nevertheless, great, great voice, and a good album too. My voice was almost echoing his earlier on today. I made a pizza earlier on, and I love homemade pizza. I make the dough and all the rest of it, and I was using some Italian herbs we picked up when we were in Sicily in May of this year, and we bought them in a street market, and she was gabbled away in Italian about how good the herbs were, and I went sort of yes, and bought them, and they come unlabeled. They're just herbs from the market in Syracuse. And I just thought they were standard Italian herbs. Anyway, made the pizza yesterday and put all the tomato paste on and then the cheese and then the bacon and all the rest of it, and then sprinkle it liberally with these Italian fiend herb. So I thought, but actually they're almost pure chili. So it's been a burning pizza, lots and lots of water. Anyway, let's go acoustic now with the album which came out earlier on this year, Deeper in the Well, and the lovely Eric Bibb.
If you're not moving up, we're sinking down. If we're not pressing on, we're sliding back. If we're headed in the wrong direction, better turn around. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. I'm not trying to tell you, brother, how to live your life, how to raise your children, how to treat your wife. Still, we ought to help each other. Don't you agree? Ain't nothing wrong with good advice for free. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. If we're not pressing on, we're sliding back. If we're headed in the wrong direction, better turn around. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. We got some billionaires out there, but the poor stay poor, spending too much money on weapons and war. Can't keep hiding our heads in the sand. Time to see what's going on, take a stand. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. If we're not pressing on, we're sliding back. If we're headed in the wrong direction, better turn around. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. We're in the same boat, sister, you know it's true. I got to help one another like the old folks used to do. A hand is on the gate, and let a brother walk through. There's a better world waiting right here on me and you. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. If we're not pressing on, we're sliding back. If we're headed in the wrong direction,
better turn around. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. If we're not moving up, we're sinking down. If we're not pressing on, we're sliding back. If we're headed in the wrong direction, better turn around. If we're not moving up, if we're not moving up, if we're not moving up, we're sinking down.
Eric Bibb, moving up. From Deeper in the Well. In the old days, when you played vinyl, you could see when the stylus was getting towards the end of the track. On CDs and thereafter, including digital playouts like this, you've got no idea whether the track's coming to an end or not. And that actually said to me it had 45 seconds left to go. So I was sitting here, fat and happy, so to speak, to suddenly then find the whole thing went, ooh, and faded away. Nevertheless, let's keep the acoustic theme going from his album, which came out 2 or 3 months ago, Contraband, Otis Taylor, and Yell Your Name. He was in Sinj in Portugal for the festival earlier on this year, well, July of this year. Wish I could have been there, but I wasn't. But hopefully he'll be in Sinj next year. Otis Taylor from the album from this year, Contraband, and Yell Your Name. Here in the UK, the summer's coming to an end. We've had a lovely week of weather this sort of week of September, but already the trees are turning, the swifts have headed home, and you can see the nights are getting longer and longer. And for me, it's a bit sad because I love the summertime period. Quite enjoy the autumn and the winter too, but it's a bit of a sad time. So I'm sort of harking back to warm, hot summer nights. And when I do that, My Brain Always Goes to this particular album from 13 years ago. Haven't played him for a while, so here he is. Tony Joe White from the album One Hot July and Across from Midnight. You know, it makes you want to shuffle around the dance floor with your hand in somebody's... the small of the back, you know, that lovely little bit just above the waistline where the hand fits exactly right.
It's come down to just the two of us, me and my shadow on the wall. Radio playing softly somewhere down the hall. And over in the next room, the hollow sound of a cigarette. Oh, I'm sitting across from midnight, and morning's a lone wolf. There's a fire in a trash can in the alley below. The down and outers gather round, sipping wine. Companions of the nighttime, got no place to go. Oh no, just sitting across from midnight, and time dragging by too slow. You can feel the night when you're all alone. There's comfort. In the closet, march around like a platoon. I guess it's too much to ask for. I need some breathing room. And the tall city buildings, they cover up the moon. Can't see it. I'm sitting across from midnight. Morning can't come too soon. All the early morning hours bring out the darkness of your thoughts, and you're sitting across from midnight.
Palmetto bugs flying into the wind, fly screens. The sweat on the forehead. Cool milk julep. Tony Joe White. Sounds of the Bayou in Louisiana from the album from 13 years ago, One Hot July and Across from Midnight. Wonderful stuff. The Raven and the Blues. Time for some live music.
Well, I woke up with a headache, blaming the first glass tasted pretty rough, but the fourth tasted just fine. By the time I got to five or six, I was sat down on the floor. So I thought did to have a couple more. And now I'm hanging here and it serves me right. Shouldn't have thought that I could stay up all night. Well, I woke up with a headache. Might have been the fear. I think I drank it down in one. I think I heard somebody cheer. My world was gently spinning as I counted up to four. So I thought it might be a good idea to have a couple more. And now I'm hanging here and it serves me right. I shouldn't have thought that I could stay up all night.
It's the Raven of the Blues. It's Talk Radio Europe in Spain, Kansas City Online Radio, of course, in the States, Radio Napa in Cyprus. And we've just opened up with the first track on the brand new album, and Home Sweet Home. And we welcome back after a gap of about 10 months or thereabouts, Something Blue. Every time I say Something Blue on Facebook, Sarah, you say Something Blue Duo. Is the duo bit important, or am I?
Not at all. It's only because that's our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/somethingblueduo.
And the website,
of course, Something Blue. Okay. So I'll try and call you the duo from now on, basically.
Call us whatever you like.
You were saying before you started that number that on many of the tracks on the album, actually, they kind of fade away, and so you hadn't worked out how to end it yet. But you worked it up pretty well there, I thought, yes.
Yeah, off the cuff a little bit, Dave, but we got away with it. Lots of eye contact, I think.
Okay. If we go back to last January when you came here, you'd recently you'd formed Something Blue out of the ashes of other things you'd done, and it was all going pretty well for you, and then it all went terribly wrong in March, and really the album has kind of stemmed from that. But in between January and March, you got married, I think, didn't you?
We got married in May.
Oh, in May, after the awful event.
Yeah.
Okay, for those who aren't familiar with it, what happened?
The album Home Sweet Home is all about the events of one weekend, the last weekend in March, where we had, well, we woke up with a hangover, hence that song there.
So that's the beginning of it, then, is it? So
you've got to write about what you know.
And so do we follow if we listen to the tracks on the album in order? Is that the way
the album is in order of the events of that weekend? Right, yeah, okay. We had a pretty horrible gig, which resulted in us cutting the gig short because the landlady wanted us to play Oasis and Mustang Sally, and they're not in our set list. So she was very disappointed, and she screamed and shouted and ranted and raved a little bit. So we went home,
right.
And when we got home, we found out we'd been burgled.
The back door was missing.
Among
other things.
All of our computers were taken, all my jewellery, a whole bunch of guitars. And the worst thing, obviously, for us is that the second album was half written, all the ideas were there, all recorded, And when we went to our backup, it appeared to be empty. So we've started from scratch with the new album, and it's all just inspired by the events of that weekend.
What made you decide, I mean, bearing in mind you'd written the numbers and you'd recorded them and it was kind of almost ready to go, what made you decide, let's just throw all that away and start again rather than just go back and re-record the numbers?
We couldn't remember a lot of what we'd written.
The ideas are still there. I think we enjoyed a lot of what we were doing on that second, or what was going to be the second recording, but it wasn't ready to go by a long way.
Right.
It was just ideas down, demo ideas, just to try and get things moving. But obviously not only that, but 6 years of songwriting of Sarah's, even before I knew her, that you're gone. You know, that's never coming back. So that was obviously a big blow, a real disappointment on that. Like, that's never going to see that again. So that's a big deal. But yeah, so like I say, we weren't going to be beaten down by it.
No.
It was something that we just said, no, we can either fail at this or we can actually go, no, let's just absolutely turn it on its head. And we just, the lyrics just started flowing, didn't they? I don't write lyrics.
Right.
I absolutely can't. I'm an octopus's garden kind of lyricist.
Right,
you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Says, yeah, you had to go. But then. Sarah's mind just goes, boom, here it goes. And that was it. All the songs down. I think there's 8 originals on the new album, isn't
yeah.
it? So they just kept pouring out. So we just recording quick and getting them done. That's what it was like,
so,
wasn't it?
So basically, for you, Sarah, kind of a weekend of trauma is actually good for the muse, is it? In a kind of strange way.
I'm afraid so, yeah. Yeah, we didn't sleep a lot for a few days, but I did get an awful lot written.
Right. And it just came pouring out, did it?
It really did, yeah. Mm. I mean, as far as the terrible gig's concerned, I was writing lyrics in the van on the way driving back because I was so frustrated and fed up.
Yes.
And by the time we got home, I thought, I've got to go to sleep now. And of course, 3-4 hours with the police afterwards was... Yeah, a little tiring.
6 o'clock in the morning, she's nudging me. No, quick, get the pad. Get the pad.
I mean, has anything been recovered from that, or is it all gone?
No, nothing at all. Yeah, no.
So it's drawing a line in the sand and kind of starting again.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, if the data came back from that computer, then that would be an absolute dream. You know, I mean, a few guitars. I mean, they're going to be valuable guitars. You know, just stuff that I had a long time. Really. Mm. So it's a bit disappointing, but. It was only the data on that computer. Mm. Don't fuss about having the computer back on.
I think it's something people forget. It's one of the penalties of being a musician or being in the business, and that is that it's pretty well advertised that you're out of the house because they can see you.
We've upped our security measures a little bit at the house. We've got 2 burglar alarms. We've got CCTV at the house now. We've always got someone in the house. Our neighbour always comes and stays at the house for us if we're at a gig. So, it's a shame that we had to learn it this way, but there are some bad people out there, so what can you do?
And the response to the album, actually the album isn't formally out yet, is it?
So it's not out officially till the 4th of October.
But you've been seeding it to people in the business, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We've sent it out to quite a lot of people. We've got a great response. We're getting quite a lot of radio airplay already, so we're really quite excited about it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, we'll talk more about the album and all sorts of other things. What are you going to do for us next?
Thank you. me down to sleep. It's been too long. Lay me down to sleep. I don't feel strong. I wish that I could sleep, but I feel wrong. Lay me down to sleep, we're done today. Lay me down to sleep, I don't feel brave. Wrap your arms around me, make me safe.
Something Blue, live in the studio on the Houseboat on the Thames beside Hampton Court, with the track from their album that's called Lay Me Down, and you heard Up All Night, and you can hear the complete session from Something Blue from Rob and Sarah if you go to the Raven and the Blues page, www.raven.dj, scroll down until you see their photographs, and then you can click on the link and hear the complete session. Two more tracks, lots more conversation, all about their marriage and all that kind of stuff. And also beneath them there are two tracks as well available on video on YouTube. You can watch those too, and hopefully will be more before too long. Our guest next week, very, very different in style. Wayne Baker Brooks out of Chicago. So we're listening to some great blues from Wayne Baker Brooks in some 7 days' time. A new album just arrived, the White Knuckle Blues Band, making their debut on the show. The album is called It Might Just Be Too Late. Here they are with an Eric Bibb number called I Need a Vacation.
I'm gonna take a long vacation. The city lives want me out. I'm gonna take a long vacation. I'm all tooted out. Got a cabin in the country. Don't nobody know about. I'm gonna get up every morning when a bluebird sings. Gonna get up every morning when the bluebird sings. Ain't got no telephone to wake me when it rains. In my old rocking chair, I watch the sun go down. In my old rocking chair, I watch the sun go down. Count all the money, people, I've been spending back in town. Y'all gonna miss my baby. Her love's the very best. I'm sure gonna miss my baby. Her love's the very best.
but the way she's been loving me, I really do need a rest. I'm gonna take a long vacation. I see the lives won't be out. Gonna take a long vacation. I'm all turned out. Got a cabin in the country. Don't nobody know about. Got a cabin in the country. Got a cabin in the country, don't nobody know about. We'll find out.
Got a cabin in the country, nobody need know about it. Written by Eric Bibb, performed there by the White Knuckle Blues Band, Steve Rowe, Bernie Fox and Rob Vick. And I'll check off their album, It Might Just Be Too Late, coming out in about 3 weeks' time. But it is very strange, because when you go to the website and you look, you see the White Knuckle Blues Band predate the current Bare Knuckle Blues Band by quite a bit. The White Knuckle Blues Band go back some 14 years, had a couple of albums out way back in the late 90s, early 2000s, but it looks like they may have come back together. It could therefore be that Steve Rue is the sort of the leading man in the two bands, effectively, and so he has the lead voice in the Brass Knuckle Blues Band and also the White Knuckle Blues Band. Either way, we'll find out more. It's a good track, and it's just coming out in a couple of weeks' time. Here's something that's been released about a week or so ago. It's his new album, Election Special, in which he puts his political cards right on the table. Rai Kuda, and Take Your Hands Off It.
Get your crazy hands off my bill.
I Coulda. Election Special album came out about 3 weeks ago. Take your hands off it. Okay. This weekend I fly off to Canada for some 2.5 weeks, and normally I carry with me when I'm travelling my laptop and recording gear so I can do the show on the road. And because you can always find Wi-Fi normally, but some of the areas I'm going to in Canada are so off the beaten track, there's not even any cell phone coverage, never mind Wi-Fi or anything like that. So I'm having to be on the safe side, pre-record the shows basically, but I'm also taking all the equipment with me, so if I can get Wi-Fi and communications one way or the other, I'll do the show again, so to speak, if that makes sense, from wherever I am. So next weekend, if you hear me making references to the weather and my trip up the Icefield Parkway from Calgary through Banff from up as far as Jasper, and if I'm in a town called Prince Rupert, you'll know I've made it, basically. And if you don't, and I was playing some records, you'll know that I couldn't get the communications. And that's the way it's going to be for the next couple of weeks, and back with you in the flesh, so to speak, by the middle of October. But anyway, that's all to come. All packed, ready to go, but I'm hoping I will be able to talk to you and do the show really genuinely from Prince Rupert, and then also from the town of Bella Bella. Didn't say town. Homestead, three houses and a ferry, basically. The town of Bella Bella on the Pacific rainforest of British Columbia. But anyway, that's all to talk about in a week's time. Let's move on now to the brand new album from the band Wooden Horse. Really, really good album. Here they are with Hell Ain't Going Home. By the two guys in the band, Jemmy Knight and Ben Church. That's first track on the album, Hell Ain't Going Home. Most of the tracks on the album written by them, apart from a couple, things like CC Rider, and also Bob Dylan's in there, and one from Vince Gill as well. But basically all tracks by themselves. The band are Wooden Horse, and that's the album called What Comes Around, which has just been issued. Here's one which came out about 6 months ago from Scotland, Dave Akari. Nobody's Fool is the album, and this is Duncan and Brady.
Twinkle, little star, long come Brady in his electric car. Well, he got a mean look right in his eye. Gonna shoot somebody just to see them die. Yes, he's been on the job too long. Well, Duncan Duncan is tending the bar. Well, on come Brady with his shiny star. Well, Brady says, Duncan, you're under arrest. Duncan shoot a hole right in Brady's chest. Yes, he's been on the job too long. Well, Brady, Brady, know you done wrong. Breaking in here when this game's going on. Well, breaking down a window, knocking down the door. Now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Yes, you've been on the job too long. Grabbed hold of his hand, he felt for his pulse. The doctor, he said, I believe to my soul that King Brady dead. Yes, he's been on the job too long. Hot-tailed carriages standing around, taking Brady to the burial ground. Hot-tailed carriages all decked in black. Well, they took him to the graveyard, did bring him back. Yes, he's been on the job too long. The woman all heard that King Brady was dead. They went home, they'll be back in red. They're slipping and they're sliding and shuffling down the street. In their home, Mother Hubbard's at stocking feet. Yes, he's been on the job too long. When this game's going on, busting down the window, tearing down the door. Now you're lying dead on the barroom floor. Yes, you've been on the job too long. Been on the job too long.
Dave McCarrey out of Glasgow, Nobody's Fool, the album, and Duncan and Brady, Been on the Job Too Long. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues for this week. Email address is, as always, dave@raven.dj. The website is also pretty standard too, raven.dj. Impossible to forget, very easy to find. Links to all the artists, donate to the programme, get the iTunes app, or the iPod app, and also the Android app as well, and even an app for a Nokia phone as well. I haven't got a Windows 8 app yet. There's been no demand for it as yet. Anyway, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. If you're in Canada, drop me an email. I'll be picking up the emails as I travel. The big towns I'm going to be in basically are Calgary is for a few hours, Banff, Jasper, Prince George, Prince Rupert, and then Bella Bella, the village of Homestead, and then Vancouver for the final couple of days. Apart from that, it's all going to be in the jungle. I would guess that Vancouver's going to be the only place I'm going to see any live music, because the other places I'm only there for one night, or I mean, they're very off the beaten track. But we'll check it out anyway. If you're in Vancouver, you've got a couple of days to drop me an email before I go totally out under the radar, basically. But I'd love to see some live music, or if you can recommend a few bars and things to have a quiet beer together would be rather fine. Let's close with Kyla Brox and the band from the album Coming Home. Came out a couple of years ago. Here she is with the title track, Coming Home. I'll see you in a week's time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.